Chapter 9. Kellen.
"Now that we've gotten that out of the way," Belden said, "formal introductions will be required."
Kellen could hear Faeldor's discontented mumbling. Belden turned to Shiva.
"With an association as dangerous as ours, we feel the best way to bring assurance to those we are working with is to require that each member of this council be wielders themselves. For with great risk comes greater loyalty."
Velden scooted forward and cleared his throat.
"I guess I will go first. My name is Velden, and as you know, I own the East Haven Dockworks. What is not so apparent is that I'm an Incindi."
Everyone except Shiva relaxed in their seats, waiting for what they already knew was coming. The assassin, on the other hand, remained poised, as if to strike, or run, as she kept a keen eye on the portmaster. Velden raised his right hand. Around his second finger was a uniquely designed pewter ring, with a small crystalline center. It pulsed a deep red as he stretched it out toward the flickering lights of the large tallow candles lining the center of the table. The flames blinked momentarily before detaching themselves from their wicks and raising a couple of feet off the table. Kellen had always enjoyed watching Velden's gift. The portmaster spread his fingers and the flames grew brighter. Shiva gave no sign of apprehension as she watched the flickering lights float above their heads. From out of nowhere, a gust of wind whipped across the room and extinguished the light. Kellen sighed. He could hear Faeldor giggling in the seat next to him. On the other side of the table, Orlan groaned, and Reloria clicked her tongue. A couple of sparks from the head of the table drew Kellen's attention as they ignited into a ball of flame where Velden had apparently used his flint and steel. The portmaster looked a bit put out as he sent the ball of flame down the center of the table, relighting the candles as it went. Shiva's piercing gaze scanned the council members before coming to rest on Faeldor with his unruly mop of hair and rugged side whiskers. Trying not to be too noticeable, Faeldor lowered his hand back to the table. Resting just outside the cuff of his sleeve was a brass-coloured bracelet with a single clear stone at its centre. Faeldor cleared his throat.
"My name is Faeldor, and I own one of the glassworks in town," he said, with a bloated sense of pride. "And as you can tell, I'm a Vaunty."
"Which, in Faeldor's case," Reloria said, "means someone full of hot air."
The middle-aged woman always found every excuse to agitate the outspoken man, which, of course, Kellen had to admit was hardly difficult to do. Reloria and Faeldor had been playing this game for years, ever since she had lost her husband, and him his wife. Most of the townsfolk had been laying stake as to when the two would finally overcome their petty bickering and tie the knot. Faeldor gave a slight huff at her remark and went back to fiddling with his bracelet. Leaning forward in her seat to get a better look at their guest, Reloria kept one hand on her hat as she offered Shiva a warm, motherly smile.
"My name is Reloria, dear, and I own the sweet shop in town. I'm a Telesero, which I admit is not as glamorous as some of the others. In fact, most wielders have no idea what a Telesero is. To put it bluntly, I have the ability to control taste."
Kellen could tell by the look on Shiva's face that Reloria was going to have to demonstrate. She reached inside her rather large carry bag, which looked to have been fashioned from a number of dissimilar pieces of fabric, and pulled out a wrapped pickle. Cutting a slice, Reloria handed the wedge to Shiva. The small assassin lifted the pickle, cautiously took a small whiff, and promptly wrinkled her nose.
"Go ahead and try it," Reloria urged.
Shiva inserted the pickle into her mouth and bit down. Her face contorted slightly from the strong taste. It was the single largest emotion Kellen had witnessed from her so far. Reloria rubbed her fingers across a small crystal amulet which hung loosely around her neck, and closed her eyes. The stone sparked to life, emitting a faint golden pulse. Shiva's countenance softened.
"Tastes like an apple dipped in cinnamon."
Her lack of excitement left Reloria looking a little downhearted at the triviality of her gift.
"I guess I will go next," Orlin said with a raspy voice. "My name is Orlin, and I'm the town apothecary. My simple ability lies with vegetation. I'm a floritide."
"More than simple, I would say," Veldon said as he watched Orlin slip his hand into one of the many pockets of his baggy robe and pull out a small clay pot.
It had always astounded Kellen, the number of bizarre and utterly random objects Orlin kept hidden away within his saggy attire. The pot was filled halfway with a dark, rich soil. Orlin laid the small container on the table and held out his hand to reveal a small seed resting between his thumb and first finger. Gently, he tucked it into the soft dirt and pressed down with his thumb. Reaching behind his seat, Orlin retrieved his staff. It was uniquely carved with rows of vines wrapping around its diameter in a circular pattern from top to bottom, or, depending on how you looked at it, from bottom to top. Interwoven within the vines were small runes. Kellen had asked the apothecary about them years ago, but the old man had only shrugged and said the staff had been handed down in his family for generations. He had no idea where they had come from or what they represented. Ingeniously crafted into the staff's tip was a large crystal that cast a light green flicker across the side of Orlin's face as he tilted the head of the staff downward and tightened his lips in concentration. Everyone shifted forward in their seats to watch as the dark soil around the seed shuddered. A small sprout poked its head above the dirt. Its stem enlarged and grew as petals burst from the top into a beautiful array of gold and lavender.
"I never get tired of that," Reloria said, her eyes beaming with delight.
Orlin slid the planter in front of Shiva.
"For you, my dear, a beautiful flower for a beautiful lady."
Shiva bowed her head slightly.
"Thank you."
She left the gift sitting untouched in front of her. She looked as though she wasn't exactly sure what she was supposed to do with it. Kellen glanced around the room. That only left two more.
"Go ahead, Gilly," Veldon urged. "Show the nice lady what you can do."
He glanced at Shiva in an apologetic manner.
"Gilly is rather shy. He lives by himself upriver and doesn't usually come to town except on special occasions, like today."
Gilly was one of the shortest men Kellen had ever had the privilege of knowing. He couldn't have been much more than waist high. What the little man lacked in social skills, he made up for in kindness. Veldon poured some water into Gilly's cup and waited. The dwarf's mouth held an infectious smile. It reminded Kellen of Adara every time she discovered some new little tidbit of information from one of those countless books she was always reading.
"He generally helps us with the loading and offloading of refugees."
Veldon twisted in his seat to look at the dwarf.
"Any time you're ready."
With small, pudgy fingers, Gilly retrieved an uncut crystal from the inner pocket of his coat. It radiated a pale blue when he aimed it at the cup. Everyone watched as the water began to whirl and stretch, forming what looked to be a miniature funnel as it rose over the lip. Gilly's eyes were bright with laughter, like a child playing with a new toy. Abruptly, the swirling motion slowed and stopped as the water turned from blue to translucent to white, hardening into a perfect sculpture of ice. Shiva studied Gilly the same way she had been sizing up everyone else in the room. Still beaming from ear to ear, Gilly confined his crystal back to the safety of his pocket without saying a word.
"Gilly's a Voda," Velden added, since the little man was clearly not going to speak up. "One of the strongest I've seen, I might add."
The portmaster turned to Kellen and raised an outstretched arm.
"I guess that leaves our gamekeeper."
Kellen reached into his pocket and pulled out a small copper coin, holding it in the air for everyone to see.
"Who wants to do the honors?"
No one volunteered. From the other side of the table, Shiva's hand went up. Kellen tossed her the coin. She plucked it from the air as easily as plucking a book from a shelf. She looked it over and then cocked her head as she glanced back in his direction. Kellen smiled reassuringly.
"Just toss it in the air whenever you're ready."
Her eyes narrowed, as if measuring the risk involved, but without hesitation, she flicked the small coin upwards. It almost reached the rafters above. It spun for a moment until gravity took over and brought the coin plummeting back toward the table below. Before it landed, Kellen reached inside his cloak and drew a small dagger from inside his jerkin. He flung it across the table, catching the coin in the middle of its rotation. The coin flew across the chamber and was pinned to one of the wooden beams that framed the four corners of the room. Shiva left her seat and retrieved the dagger from the wood. She slid the impaled coin free and inspected it further.
"Impressive," she said,
flipping the dagger from handle to blade with the movement of one who was obviously familiar with its feel. After taking her seat, she leaned across the table and held the knife out to him, handle first.
"Thank you."
Kellen slid the blade back inside the folds of his jerkin.
"Master Kellen isn't like the rest of us," Velden said. "He doesn't require a transferal crystal to use magic. His magic is innate, a rare trait nowadays. And as you've just witnessed, his gift allows him perfect aim. He can pin a fly to the wall with anything you place in his hands. He draws quite the crowd during East Haven's archery competitions."
The portmaster winked at Kellen before turning his attention back to their guest.
"That just leaves you, my dear, if you would be so kind."
Shiva returned a slight nod, and without warning, the space around her body folded in on itself, and she disappeared from view. Feet rustled, and chairs scooted in all directions as the council members attempted to move to a safe distance. Feildor jumped to his feet, looking around nervously as he made ready to bolt for the door, while Gilly ducked under the table. Kellen reached in his overcoat and had grabbed the handle of two of his knives when the space Shiva had been occupying distorted, bringing her back into view, revealing she had never left her seat. Once the room quieted down from the obvious chatter that accompanies someone vanishing right in front of them, Velden spoke.
"Well, there you have it," he said,
as he wiped a few drops of perspiration from his forehead with the sleeve of his jacket.
"After such a performance, I am inclined to understand your previous employment."
More than a few eyebrows rose at his offhand comment.
"I figure someone with your ability could make a useful addition to our group." "If we can trust her,"
Feildor was quick to add. Velden didn't reply. Instead, he leaned forward as far as his girth would allow and placed his elbows on the table.
"Well,
Let's get down to business. How are we going to help Selina without drawing attention to the wielders here in East Haven?
Heads turned, sighs were offered, and chins rubbed, as they contemplated an answer to the dilemma they were now facing. Kellen packed his pipe from a pouch he carried in his side pocket. He lit the end using one of the nearby candles and took a small puff.
I might have an idea.